I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is time now for Steve's closing remarks. Of course, before we get to the closing, the countdown, we got to let you know, the countdown is on for the Georgia Senate runoff date. Please, please, please request your absentee ballot right now. December 7th is the voter registration deadline. You have from December 14th through the 31st to early vote, and then January 5th, 2021 is Election Day. We're voting for Reverend Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, okay? Come on, Georgia, let's go. We got to do this.
Yeah,
come on,
you know Warnock. What? I've been noticing Warnock and Ossoff. You know, I've been noticing the ads, and the Republicans have poured a lot of money into these ads. It's almost like every time Warnock or Ossoff runs an ad about what they're going to do, there's a counter ad right behind it. And I've noticed this, man, and this, you know, what they're saying and, like, what they've done to Raphael Warnock is they've taken sound bites and they've clipped it and taken stuff completely out of context, because I've actually heard him talking about a couple of these things that they're talking about, and they just took the clips out and inserted it just the way they wanted to make it sound like what they wanted. And he's not for defunding police and supporting that type of stuff. And they use these words to scare people, the radical left, these radicals. And when he was talking about opening up the prisons and let our children go, he was talking about unjustly incarcerated people. He was talking about the juvenile detention center, how it needs reform. And he was talking about a whole lot of stuff. Now they got it like, and they showing all these dilapidated prisons, like he just gonna let people out. That is not what the man is saying, man. So we have got to get together, y'all. Those of us who live down here in Georgia, we have got to send another clear message to them. Because no matter what you do, man, they always try to knock you down. The president of this country is trying to make the whole election process invalid simply because he lost.
He lost.
Let me tell you something. Do you know if this man, if he'd have got the 80 million votes that Biden got, you know, it wouldn't be a question about a rigged election?
No.
This is simply because he lost. There is no court that has taken up one legal assertion that his legal team has made. That's all been thrown out by Republicans. His own appointed judges have thrown stuff out. There's no basis for this. There is no place for what this guy does. And so, look, what we have to do in Georgia now is we have to band together and we have to go to the polls again. Because, see, they think the first
job.
One was a fluke. They really think we done now. But no, man. One thing about us, man, when we get serious about something, we good at it. And, like, right now, we're serious about sending you a clear message. And what we want to do is we want to send President Trump, Donald Trump, a clear message. On your way out, take these two Senate seats with you, partner. Yeah. You're not getting this because what you want to do is still have some control. This guy right here, man, only cares about himself. And the sad part of this is they did a survey that 70% of Republicans think that the election was rigged and fraudulent. And you know why they think that? Because he said so.
Yeah.
I've never seen a party that talks more about God and the moral compass that they have as a party. I've never seen a group of politicians fold under a man over the country that they claim to love, the Constitution that their forefathers wrote, and the God they serve. Donald Trump is in front of country, Constitution, and what's really scary, they got him playing it out like he bigger than God. If you are a Christian, a person of faith, or just whatever faith you have, should not your God be bigger than any living man? Now, you know, it's something that there's a scripture, I shall fear no man but God. But all of them is scared of Donald Trump. Every last one. I've never seen nothing like this, man. I'm looking at a bunch of cowards, a bunch of scared old dudes that's scared of their position, their power, and their money getting away, and they're allowing this guy to just run rampant throughout the Republican Party. They're so scared of his 70 million voters that he got that they scared to take a stance. I'm not scared of the voters he got, 70 million. He could have got all 354 million votes. I'm not scared of no voter. I'm not scared of no man. My faith is in God. I wish I would, man, allow this guy.
If that's the case.
To sit up there and be bigger than my God. I'm afraid of him. Man, are you kidding me, man? This is a sad state this country's in, man, right now. You know.
Won the fight.
It don't make no sense, man. It doesn't. It just doesn't make any sense, man, at all. At all. And I'm disappointed in them, but I'm going to help them, though, because we in Georgia, we're going to go to the polls again, and we're going to get rid of Perdue, and we're going to get rid of Lieber. We're going to vote
Leffler.
Leffler. Yeah. Oh, she ain't doing nothing. She don't have an ad about what she do. She ain't got no ads about what she do. We're going to vote for Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff. We are going to the polls again, y'all, and we're going to finish the job, and we're going to send a clear message to Trump on his way out. Take these seats with you. So we ain't got to hit this turkey neck Mitch McConnell and all this foolishness.
Come on, George.
I'm going to talk about all that. I'm going to love the country. Get your ass out of here.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.